man. Every day I'd walk into the OR, throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God, man!" And since I'm a chief of surgery at Blaumann General, which was, by the way, a teaching hospital, oft times when I was involved in an operation, I'd have medical students all around me. And as I would do the operation, I would quiz them and show them what I was doing. One time I was in the midst of a Bill Roth II partial gastrectomy. And I had a person open, displaying, of course, his innards, as the layman may say. And I was standing there, as I was saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, you'll notice here a healthy pancreas. This is the left colic flexure here. Over here is the transverse colon. Right? Baker, what is this? Right, that is the ileum. Here's the ascending colon. The sigmoid. What's this over here? Who knows? Appendix, right. This is the sigmoid flexure. Wait a minute. In the course of performing my Bill Roth II partial gastrectomy, I noticed something lodged in the sigmoid flexure, which is just a short distance from the old Bombay's, to use another layman's term. On closer inspection, it appears to be gerbil fur. What do you say we make a slight incision here in the sigmoid flexure, sometimes known as the old U-bend? And look at this, look, here's an abandoned Benoit ball, a poker chip, and an old ever-ready battery. All right, let me remove this foreign matter and discard it. Can anybody tell me what we would expect to find elsewhere on this man's body, knowing what we know from the little treasures we found in the sigmoid flexure? Carstairs. Right. Exactly. We would find calluses on the tonsils. Very good.
He's Washington's best jock on Washington's...